Roger Stone is a prolific author. He's been a Republican operative, a political operative for many, many years. He's been noted for his personal style. The man is somewhat flamboyant. The man gets noticed. And he's been named along with Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, Carter Page, those three, along with Roger Stone, as the four guys that may or may not be called in front of Congress to explain, was there any collusion between the Trump world and the Russian world before the election, during the transition, even now? We welcome back to the program the always available, and we respect that, Roger Stone. Mr. Stone, first off, have you been subpoenaed? Apparently Michael Flynn has, and if so, are you ready to testify?
I have not been subpoenaed. It appears that General Flynn was subpoenaed because he refused to turn over any documents, and he did not comply with the Senate's request. I am going to comply with their document request. And as you mentioned, I'm anxious to testify. I am jonesing to testify, because if I am allowed to testify in public, I will put the lie to this total Russian collusion nonsense. This is a canard. This is an invention of John Podesta, the Clinton campaign chairman, designed to distract attention to the fact that it was John and Tony Podesta and Bill and Hillary Clinton who were in bed with Putin. The big speaking fees from Putin's friends for Bill and Hillary, the gas deal, the uranium deal, the banking deal. Who's in bed with Putin? Not Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and John Podesta.
Want to get your reaction, Mr. Stone. This is Roger Stone joining us to a tweet that just came out 10 minutes ago from the president. James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press, exclamation point. Could some people see that or interpret it as witness intimidation if Comey's going to go before the Congress?
Well, if Comey thinks he's going to blackmail the president, I'd say he has a larger problem. Look, Comey was fired for a lot of good reasons, but to head off a Russian investigation is not one of them. So far, what you have from the Democrats, Senator Mark Warner, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Senator Al Franken, who was never funny as a comedian, even less funny as a U.S. senator, is smoke. No evidence that would ever hold up in a court of law, no proof, just they say it over and over again. You know, Russian collusion. Show us evidence. Show us emails. Show us photographs.
Talking here with Roger Stone, his latest book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution, joining us here on WDLS, Ray.
Also the star of Get Me Roger Stone, which is going to, I believe, debuts today on Netflix.
Today.
Roger, Trump yesterday tweeted this. The Roger Stone report on CNN is false, fake news. Haven't spoke to Roger in a long time. There's a lot of folks that say, you guys are on again, you're off again. You know, you're two guys that kind of need each other. When was the last time that you talked with President Trump?
I'm not going to characterize exactly when, other than to say very, very, very recently.
Okay.
Just to be clear, I am not the source of the stories at Politico or CNN that claimed that I urged the president to fire Comey. I didn't comment on those stories, and it's always been my position that I won't comment on the scope or the content or the frequency of my occasional conversations with the president. I'm not going to start now, nor am I going to contradict the president of the United States, other than to say he was well aware of my views on Comey, and he did the right thing. I support him 100% on this decision. Comey had become a law unto himself. He seemed to think Russian collusion, for which he has no evidence, is a far more important crime than the wholesale theft of millions of dollars by Bill and Hillary Clinton, for which he has hardcore evidence. So he no longer had the trust of the president, and I don't think the American people could trust him. He was digging his own, press clippings.
Last time we talked to you, I know you have to go. You're very busy, obviously. One of the four that everybody wants to talk to, Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, Carter Page, and Roger Stone. Roger, how's your health? Any more suspicious accidents? Have you recovered from that traffic accident down in Florida? Did they ever figure out why you were T-boned that morning?
The police have never been able to turn up anything. The car that hit me and took off, the windows were completely tinted. The license plate was a fake. The license plate number doesn't exist. I should say, though, I feel fine. I have a little problem in my right eye where I had previously had a detached retina. which I may or may not have to have surgery again. They'll tell me shortly, but if I do and I start wearing the black patch again, just don't say I'm badass.
And, you know, the only lead they had on that car, John, was the bumper sticker on the back that Hillary. Said, I'm with Hillary.
Yeah. Yeah. And finally, Mr. Stone, you're known as quite a fashion plate. You're one of the best-dressed guys. Every year you seem to be in that category. A long-standing debate that Ray and I have, is it ever okay to wear brown shoes with a navy blue or dark suit?
Yeah, it actually is. The Italians do this very extensively. And it's perfectly all right, depending, though, on the choice of shirt and tie, meaning if you're wearing brown shoes, this gives you license to wear a little more flamboyant tie and shirt combination. If you were going with a blue suit, blue shirt, blue pattern tie, well, then that does call for black shoes.
Thank you, sir, for the clarification. Much appreciated. Stay safe, and I know we're going to see you in the news.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Roger Stone joining us here on WDLS.
I would have liked to have asked him about the a lot of kids I saw at my son's prom last week decided to go with a lighter color gray or even a blue tux. And I'm thinking, you know, I turned to our old friend Francis J. Sinatra, black after six.
Oh, yeah. Sinatra would make people leave his house if they showed up in a brown suit after six.
I told my son, I go, buddy, you can't go wrong with black.
Donald Trump tweet 30 minutes ago, maybe the best thing to do would be to cancel all future press briefings and just hand out written responses for the sake of accuracy, ? There is a question regarding Sean Spicer. They're denying that he's gone, but I can't wait to watch SNL this weekend with Melissa McCarthy.
She's going to be dressed up as a big moving bush.